From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Robert Woods Johnson Foundation's annual health outcome report has ranked Greene County 47th of 62 New York counties. In the same report, Columbia County was ranked 20th statewide. The ranking measured outcomes based on certain health criteria, including the lifespan, quality of life, and the percentage of low birth weight babies born in the county. Greene County legislator Adrian O'Connor Jr., Democrat of Durham, said Greene County's new ranking is an improvement over 2 years ago. In 2016, he said the county was ranked 59th out of 62 New York counties. He called the new ranking, and I quote, a tremendous feat in such a short amount of time, end quote. According to the report, 24% of Greene County adults are obese, 18% smoke, and 20% drink to excess. In Columbia County, 18% of adults smoke, 20% of adults are obese, and 20% drink to excess. In Columbia County, the ratio of population to primary care physicians is 1,980 to 1, according to the report. The ratio is 2,650 to 1 in Greene County. Hospital spokesman William Van Syke said Columbia Memorial has been implementing a strategy to help improve the health of the local population. He said Columbia Memorial has developed local care centers throughout the Twin Counties, especially in remote areas in the Catskill Mountains, such as Windham, and remote locations in Columbia County, such as Copec. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Harry Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper on the latest news from the village of Chatham. Mayor Tom Curran has appointed Pete Minahan to fill the board seat vacated by Gunnar Warden. Warden resigned in August and has moved out of the area. Curran said Warden resigned to focus on college commitments. The board approved the resignation of Victoria Hill as village court clerk and approved the appointment of Paula Wright to take her place. The board also agreed to pay for advertising to hire a part-time DPW worker during leaf pickup season. DPW manager Phil Genovese said most of his crew will be busy installing a new water storage tank at the village reservoir. He emphasized that the new position was budgeted for and the village has used part-time help before. The board also approved a two-year loan for $30,000 from the Bank of Greene County for the purchase of a new police vehicle. The assistant fire chief, John Howe, said the village firefighters responded to 31 calls in August. He said, and I quote, one of the busiest months I can remember in many, many years, end quote. Howe said volunteers worked 20 hours straight during one of the heavy rainstorms to help deal with flooding. The next Chatham Village Board meeting will be held at 7 p.m. October 11th in the Tracy Memorial Hall. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Daily Freeman is reporting that the State Comptroller's Office said September 25th, the city of Poughkeepsie is under significant fiscal stress, the village of Ellenville is under moderate fiscal stress, and the village of Catskill is susceptible to fiscal stress. The three communities were the only ones in Columbia, Dutchess, Greene, and Ulster counties to be included in the report. The latest round of scores is based on 2017 financial information provided by local governments as of September 5, 2018. All counties and towns, 44 cities, and 10 villages statewide operate on a calendar-based fiscal year. Poughkeepsie has a 2017 fiscal stress score of 75%. Ellenville has a stress score of 58.3%, and Catskill's score was 49.2%. A total of 25 municipalities across the state were included in the comptroller's report. While that total is lower for the third consecutive year, the number of municipalities deemed to be under significant fiscal stress more than doubled since last year. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Port of Authority of New York and New Jersey officials say despite Norwegian Airlines' decision to cut back service at Newark Stewart International Airport, the forecast for the new Windsor Airport is, and I quote, robust, end quote. Officials said the decision represents an adjustment in its ability to assign equipment to more profitable routes, no different from changes the carrier is making at other airports it serves in the U.S. Port Authority officials said Norwegians, and I quote, forecast for growth at Stewart remains robust, end quote. The termination of flights to Edinburgh effective next year was a result of the delay in the Scottish government cutting the passenger tax. Port Authority officials said the Belfast cut is seasonal and service will return. Norwegian's passenger volume at Stewart this year is estimated to be at least 30% more than last year. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. Andrew Cuomo is unsure if he will run on the Working Families Party line in November or not. Cuomo said when pressed by reporters this week about accepting the line, and I quote, I don't know. We haven't gotten there yet, end quote. The candidate preferred by the Working Families Party, Cynthia Nixon, was soundly defeated by the two-term governor in the Democratic primary September 13th. Party officials say they do not want to be a, and I quote, spoiler party, end quote, but if Nixon turns out to be their candidate, it could end up helping Republican Marcus Molinaro. Immediately after the primary, the New York Post reported Working Families rejected a deal to give the ballot spot to Cuomo. Party Director Bill Lipton told the Post, and I quote, there's been nonstop discussions, all informal, end quote, on what to do about the ballot line. The top of the ticket spot is important to Working Families because they must get 50,000 votes for the gubernatorial candidate in order to keep automatic ballot access for their candidates in future elections. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.